Oh, geez. Shit. Hey. Didn't see you there. Hey, guys. Real quick before the episode starts. I talk a lot about going to Nevada, talk about going to Vegas. I've been talking about it for the past few days. Kind of fitting. You can see my lucky 38 little mouse pet here, and behind me is my Kaisar flag. I'm not going to be there. I was supposed to be there, and I'm not. Sometimes things don't work out the way you wanted them to. I actually, as of today, it's 5:32 p.m. on November 10th, 2023, in the year of our Lord. I had an appointment, so about an hour from now, I had an appointment booked with Vault Tech, two T's in Vault, at the end of the word Vault. I had an appointment booked for a tattoo. I was going to finally get the Vault Boy tattoo that I've been wanting since I was like 13 or 14 years old. I was going to get it right on my arm. Dallas, I'll link her stuff because she makes phenomenal stuff. And I was super honored that it was going to be my first tattoo. It was going to be of Fallout. It was going to be this. It was going to be the thing I love the most. And it was going to be done by an artist who I've been following forever. And just... You know, I just was on Instagram and I saw that Obsidian is already posting that they're there, and there's dudes who are in Good Springs right now dressed as NCR Rangers, and I'm not there. Like, I was going to get to meet some of the people from Fallout Roundtable who I spoke to at the end of last year, beginning of this year. Mantis was going to be there, who is someone who I've spoken to before on the podcast and just haven't had, you know, just... I have a weird feeling that, like, Tim Kaine was going to be there. And I know he's probably not, but I just have a weird... Like, I have a copy of Fallout 1 and 2 on, like, the white label special edition thing I was going to bring with me to get signed if he is there. I was going to bring a copy of New Vegas. And I was going to film an episode of the pod... So next week's episode was going to be a live recorded episode that I recorded in Good Springs. My friend that I was going to go with, I was going to borrow their laptop because my laptop is here... beneath my messy desk, and I was going to bring their laptop, set up OBS, put everything I needed to do, or I was going to take my DSLR and I was going to have the shotgun mic ready to go and have it facing me and put it on the tripod that I usually use to record these on. And I was going to do an Instagram live. I know I don't really use the Instagram all that much, but I was going to do a live. I was looking to buy stuff. I was hoping to meet, like, Tunnel Snakes. I was hoping to meet... There's apparently, like, a group of people that go around dressed as Caesar's Legion. It's over there. I never got it done because the plans fell through. I was supposed to do it today, but today was a mess. I bought a Tunnel Snake back patch, and it was just going to fit. Like, it was going to be like my, what I had pictured, like, the Charisma Build logo to be that I was going to get tattooed on my arm. I was going to have a Tunnel Snakes jacket. I was going to be in Good Springs. It was going to be like a little bit of every game. It was just, I've been looking forward to this pretty much all year. I took off a time from work. I lost a little bit of money on the hotel. I lost my deposit on the tattoo. That's just gone. Never getting that back. But just, you know, like, not, sometimes things don't work out the way they're supposed to work out. And that's okay. It's just funny to me that the entire episode that you're about to watch is me being like, oh man, I can't wait. I'm going to be there. I mean, the lore of the episode is the Pioneer Saloon. It's Good Springs, Nevada. Like, it's the Prospector Saloon. It's like a little bit of each thing because of how excited I was. And I'm not going to be there. I should be in Nevada right now. I should be in Vegas. I should be coming upon the lights. I was actually, my hotel was in Boulder City. It was in Henderson that I had to cancel on. And I was so excited because of what Boulder City is, where the cons are, the NCR. I had a video that I started to watch that it was like all the real life locations, and I was going to try to hit as many as possible. I wanted to see the Dinky Dino that is for Novak, but it's in California, and it would be another, like, I wanted to try to go to the Clown Motel if I had time. Clownvis has a room there. 222 is his room. Like, it's just... So here I am, man. In my apartment in Colorado. Hope this isn't too much of a downer for you. Thank you for sticking through this little preamble in the beginning. Enjoy the rest of the episode. I love you guys very, very much. I will hopefully be there next year. Hopefully. I'm putting it out there now. I said all year that I was going to be there this year, and look at me now. I want to be there next year. Really, really badly. But I have plans to go to Japan next year. So if they do it around the same time, I might be in Japan when it's going on. Damn. They have a White Castle there too. I was excited. Anyway, enjoy this episode. Enjoy 270. Enjoy episode 278. Here's the episode. Thank you for sticking around. I'll see you guys next week. I love you. Bye. Hey kids, how you doing? What's up? It's me. It's your boy. It's Vince. Time for Atomic Radio Hour. Hi, this is going to be a much shorter episode than usual. Happy Fallout New Vegas Day. If you are listening to this the day it comes out, I am in Nevada. I am in Good Springs, Nevada for Fallout New Vegas Day. If you are here both days, Saturday definitely, Sunday, I'm not sure how long I will be here, but I should be here. Come say hey. On screen right now is my Twitter. Feel free to DM me here if you're seeing this. Just DM me in general. But like, this is here. You can DM me. I'm in Nevada. If you want, join the Discord. There's a link to the Discord in the description below as well. Join that. Just because we're all Fallout fans who enjoy talking and hanging out in there. But happy New Vegas Day. Real, real quick episode for you today, just because I knew I had to have something out, and I kind of sat there and thought, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this? And we'll get into that in a little bit. But like I said, quicker episode. I'm enjoying the festivities. I should be walking around with some equipment. I should be doing some stuff. My arms should look a little different. If you listen to this and run into me, ask me what that means, and I'll be more than happy to explain that. But you know, I just thought, like, I'm going to say that, like, you know, you say one thing and something else happens. Like, I don't want to jinx it, like, knock on this pressed IKEA wood, whatever the hell my bed frame is made out of, but like, I just show up without one. I don't want to jinx myself. Sorry. But happy Fallout New Vegas Day. Happy being alive. Here is an episode for you. I don't have anything to talk about it because I don't feel like news happened, which means as of tomorrow, Todd Howard his brain has been put inside a giant robot, much like Liberty Prime, and is now taking control of most of the northern east coast of American Canada, just because, you know. So let me get into this week's lore. I think this week's lore is fitting, but there's some people that I have to thank before I can even talk about it. Usually there is a live studio audience who joins me for these, but I'm doing this recording on a Monday so I can have it all edited by a Tuesday, upload it all by a Wednesday, and I can hit the door for a Thursday to get there for a Friday. So normally, like I said, I have the film live in front of a studio audience. That's a $10 tier. There's a link in the description below to the Patreon. You could change your tier at any point in time. If you like the show, consider checking it out, because even at a dollar, your voice is heard. The people who support on Patreon help the show become bigger and better, especially as time goes on. And there's some fine folks that I have to thank. So starting at the top, I have to start with the OG Noah. Thank you to Noah. After Noah, I have to thank Danny. Thank you, Danny. After Danny, I have to thank Marcus. Thank you to Marcus. After Marcus, I have to thank Mellow Milhouse. Thank you to Mellow Milhouse. After Mellow Milhouse, I have to thank the one and only Captain Lennox. Thank you to Captain Lennox. Like I said, because of you guys, the show continues to get bigger and better, and it grows. Much like a plant, they water it, and from the seed, the show can try different things. And so this week, me being in Vegas, I definitely wanted to do some New Vegas lore. I definitely wanted to do something from the games. And I didn't know if I wanted to do it on a casino. I didn't know if I wanted to do it on a faction. And I really sat there and gave it some thought. And I didn't want to do a casino because I'm not going there to gamble. Like, I'm going to go to, there's a museum of the atomic bomb that I want to check out. There's an artist that I want to see some of their work. There's a bunch of stuff that's there, but isn't the main focus of what I'm going for. The main focus of what I'm going for is Good Springs, Nevada. Usually I ask the Patreon a poll question, and this week, because of it being a wacky schedule and I didn't have a movie review ready to rock, I had to make something quick. If you'd like to hear any lore, and I mean any lore whatsoever, check out the Patreon, because even at the $1 tier, your voice will be heard when it comes time every week, like I usually do. Some weeks there are an exception, but like I usually do, I ask a poll. And if you're in the Patreon, your voice is heard choosing this week's lore. Now, because of the different schedule, I chose this week's lore. And this week's lore is on Good Springs, Nevada. It's on the Pioneer Saloon, the Prospector Saloon. From real life and from Fallout New Vegas. Good Springs, in Clark County, Nevada, named after Joseph Good in the year 1900. Joseph Good was a cattle rancher, and his cattle used to use a spring near the Springs Mountain. That's where we got the name Good Springs from. At one point, it was Clark County's most productive mining area, up until all of the lead, silver, copper, zinc, and gold reserves were depleted. Most of the buildings in town were built during a massive boom triggered by the railroad in 1910 to 1911. This is a point in American history where there was gold up in them there hills, and people wanted to go out and find their own bit of fortune. You could go out there, claim a piece of land, it was just yours as long as you were like white and Protestant, and you had that, and that was who you were. And if you found a little bit of gold, you could trade it, you could start a business, you could do something. That's what like the true American dream is, and not kind of what we have today. But this is a town that has a ton of history, American history, like genuine American history, like blue-collar American history in it, which I'll get into in just a moment. Before 1900, it was a lot of small cabins and tents and a little post office that was in the town that was really the only thing they had as some sort of a central town, some sort of a central organization. And the Salt Lake City Mining Company helped develop Good Springs Township. By 1913, Good Springs Schoolhouse was built. It is one of the oldest schoolhouses in Clark County. And it may be shut down due to a lack of funding. This is a schoolhouse that is still, as of today, being used. As of everything I could find online, it's being used. And it's 120 years old? But it's a piece of history that's still in the town. It's still functional. When things are built to last, they last. And don't get me wrong, there's probably a ton of restoration projects that have been done to it. But this is one of the oldest schools in Clark County, if not Nevada. Because of World War II, there was also a second boom in the town during the 30s to the 40s. But after the 40s, after the war had ended, a lot of people had left the town once again. Now, just because I think things like the census are super interesting, as of the wiki says, and I get all of my lore on towns and real life places off of just Wikipedia. I do dip into the Fallout Wiki a little bit, but for this part that I've been reading so far and what I'm about to go into has been off of just regular schmegular Wikipedia. The wiki says, as of the census of 2000, there was 232 people, 107 households, and 63 families. But I Google searched what the population was because that's of 2000, and I went on the census website and it told me like 163 or 167. But it wouldn't tell me, like, any other information. And then when I just Googled it, it said as of 2020, nobody lived there, which just isn't true. Now, the Pioneer Saloon itself, it's over 100 years old and considered to be one of the oldest saloons in Nevada. Haunted by a ghost that was shot there, there's a bullet hole inside of the building, and there's a little plaque that has a note from the coroner that says how that got there. So this was a time where you could shoot a man and pretty much get away with it. This is probably also the time in history where if you were drunk, they just took your guns away and said, come to the sheriff's office to get them back. Just so you didn't accidentally shoot somebody. Because alcohol in this country have a wild history. Some of the fun things about the saloon itself is it has a memorial to Clark Gable and Carol Lombard. Carol Lombard was on TWA Flight 3 and crashed near the Potosi Mountains on January 16th of 1942. This accident would kill her, but the hotel and the saloon would be used for an HQ for the search party to find her and other debris. Now, I wanted to read a little bit real quick about TWA Flight 3. And this I'm getting, it's the first opening paragraph right off of Wikipedia. TWA Flight 3 was a twin-engine Douglas DC-3-382 Proliner, registration NC-1946, operated by Transcontinental and Western Air, or TWA, as a scheduled domestic passenger flight from New York, New York to Burbank, California in the United States, with several stopovers, including Las Vegas, Nevada. On January 16, 1942, at 1920 Pacific Standard Time, 15 minutes after takeoff from Las Vegas Airport, now Nellis Air Force Base, bound for Burbank, the aircraft was destroyed when it crashed into a sheer cliff on the Potosi Mountain, 32 miles southwest of the airport, at an elevation of 7,770 feet, perfect for Vegas, or 2,370 meters above sea level. All 22 people on board, including movie star Carol Lombard, her mother, and three crew members, died in the crash. The Civilian Aeronautics Board, or the CAB, investigated the incident and determined that the cause was the navigation error by its captain. It's a real place that has real history and is real important. Now, I don't know how true it is, but I watched a news reporting from Nevada, from Vegas or Henderson in Nevada, and they talked about like what that bar is. And apparently Good Spring, the Prospector Saloon, is like a biker bar. I don't know how true that is. I don't know if that's like real facts. But they say in news reporting that it's a biker bar and there's just like a bunch of people in cosplay, like nerdy looking dudes, just pasty fellas out there, and there's just like bikers hanging out. Now, believe it or not, this feels like one of the only parts of New Vegas that actually doesn't have a ton of lore on it. It feels very much like it's just there, which I guess is kind of the point, that it's just there. It doesn't matter who owns it at this point. It matters that the structure is there and people are using it. And all of my Fallout lore I get off of fallout.fandom.com, the Nukipedia, if you will. The Prospector Saloon is located in Good Springs, Nevada, in 2281. It's a small saloon owned by a woman named Trudy. There's some magazines and collectibles. It's very much a tutorial area. It's very much the starting, beginning zone that you can be in. Very much a place where you're like, hey, cool, this is here. I'm learning things about the environment. I'm learning things about the neighborhood. I'm learning things about what goes on in this town. Located in the same geographical location, it is pretty much a spot-on replica, minus a few things here or there. The game and the real-life version both share the shape of the building, the jukebox, the bar and mirror setup, its ceiling design, and the porch entryway. So you can go there. I'm expecting, while I'm there, that I walk in, and I'm just kind of like, oh, wow, where is Sunny Smiles? Like, I know exactly what this layout is in my head. It's how I feel about the DC Metro when I first went to DC after playing Fallout 3 for years. I was like, oh, this makes sense. There's glowing ones over there, Reavers all the way that way, and there's some dead Brotherhood fellas that way. There's some vampires to the south. Inside of the real-life saloon, they actually have a framed copy of Fallout New Vegas that is to commemorate the fact that it's in the game. And from everything I've seen, there's also a 360 setup so you can play New Vegas. I don't think anyone's like beaten it or anything, but people kind of just walk around the saloon in it. It's cool to like be in the saloon and play the saloon part at the saloon. The bar itself is a piece of history within Hollywood for its location. It's also appeared in the Misfits. It's appeared in, which is a movie. It's also appeared in The Twilight Zone, which is, you know, The Twilight Zone, and a movie called Cherry 2000. It's a piece of history. It's a piece of Western history. It's prospecting. It's important. And I get to go celebrate the history of one of my favorite games and just a piece of Americana. A lot of people talk about Americana as if it's just, you know, consumerism and capitalism, and it is at this point, but at one point in time we had Route 66. That was the American dream. Take that bad boy from Chicago all the way to California or anywhere in between. Now we have the interstate, which just goes left to right, right to left, and south to north, and north to south.
And if it's even numbers, it goes left to right. And if it's odd numbers, it goes north to south. I don't know why I think that's so neat that I know that, but I just do. And I don't remember who told me. It might have been my dad. But it's a part of American history. And so much of early American history, especially with film. And I think that's really America's number one export is film. That and fast food. It was a lot of places like the saloon. It was a lot of places in those types of areas where they would set up for film, especially once we left silent film. And silent films were just, they would film 40 of them right next to each other because they didn't have to worry about sound. They just built a set and said, go after it. But I don't know, 40, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's cool that I get to go experience this and see this. I want to watch like what episode of the, I wonder if I've seen it, whatever episode of the Twilight Zone it is. What I cut out the thing. What I love about the saloon too is when you get there is that it opens the world up. Like it sets the stage for the world in such a way that like as soon as you see the sign, as soon as you see the Prospector Saloon, the way the saloon part is lit up sets the stage for like this is the world that you're about to enter, that you have entered at this point. Once you leave Doc Mitchell's place, once you leave his doctor's office, is that it's a world that's been reclaimed and it's been reclaimed by its people. In the same way that I feel like most apocalypse fiction is like, here's the world reclaimed by plants. The way I think of like The Last of Us or Horizons is very much like, it's plants that took over and now it's around these structures. People are the worst weeds because those are the weeds that are persistent no matter how hard you kill them. And the sign that just says Prospector Saloon and the saloon is all lit up even just teases you, just the tiniest taste on your tongue to tease you about what you're about to see as you head north. I hope you guys like this week's lore, because that's all I have on the Prospector Saloon for this week's lore. Like I said, guys, it's a shorter episode. I gotta keep this one on the easy side. I hope you guys are, if you guys are here, I hope you guys have a good time. If we run into each other, please run up to me, say hello. I'll probably be wearing this. I'll probably have my hat on and my glasses. I'm super excited to be here with you guys. I'm super excited to be here. I'm super excited to be on a trip. I'm super excited to get White Castle in Vegas. I'm super excited to do a bunch of fun stuff. I hope you guys come up and see me. I hope you guys are, if you're here, come say hey. If not, all good. Join the Discord. If you like the intro music, it's by the one and only Shane Ivers. The song that I use is called Feather Duster, but you can get all of his free music, which all slap, at silvermansounds.com/freemusic. And the links in the description, one of them goes to the Patreon. Consider giving that a look, see if you like the show, have your voice heard for the lore, become part of a live studio audience. There's also a link to my Twitter, the show's Twitter, and Kyle's Twitter. The Redbubble is down there as well if you'd like some merch. There's a bunch of other links down there, stuff for like my Twitch. I think Instagram might be down there. Follow me on Instagram. The show on Instagram, at least. You don't have to follow me. I don't care if you follow me or not. I barely ever post, but the show's Instagram is where you gotta be. I hope you guys are enjoying life. I hope you guys are safe and having fun. I love you very much, and I will be seeing you very, very soon with, hopefully, if everything works out right, something very, very fun. I love you very much, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye, everybody.
Atomic Radio Hour. Podcast.
This has been a production made by your friends at Ghoulman Entertainment.